Let's talk about moments when people talk about you. What do you begin to do when somebody has a problem with you? When they take issue with something that you've said, that you've done, that's been in your past, whether they take issue with something that you're doing now, a polite disagreement, or maybe even a hostile disagreement, what are the things that we must do as Christians to be able to be a witness? Now, the greatest foundation that I can recommend as I begin to pray and seek God for the understanding is that we must have the foundation of love. The same love that Christ gave us, the same thought process that Christ taught us to use to be able to love people. The same way that he had love for others and told them to turn the other cheek is the same way that we must be directed by God to be able to love people. When I find myself loving people, I find that there is nothing formed against me that will prosper. You're not going to be able to stand within your own justice and say that my day of reckoning has come and I'm coming to tear you down. For when you stand there and you're operating in love, that weapon immediately has no effect to you. Even when they wield it and hits you and beats you and verbally abuse you and tell you you're worthless, you still have power over every attack of the enemy because you're equipped with the right armor to endure the present strike. When people come directly against you, if you've got to walk away, sometimes that's just what you have to do. When people directly confront you about something, if you don't feel comfortable talking about it, don't try to find a way through the subject, because you might say something that would actually hinder your witness even more than what you have done just being upset. Let God lead you in all of your decisions. However great or small that they may be, let God lead you in all of your decisions. He will teach you the right things to say, and he will show you the right things to do, and there won't be a moment in time where you feel like you don't have the understanding. The Holy Ghost has come for all of us, that we would be able to walk as Christ walked when he walked with the disciples. When they weren't of understanding, he began to speak and to bring clarity unto them, that they would learn and understand. And then when Christ had left, they had the present understanding of when he was there and was given by the Holy Ghost when he was not there. So we as Christians today walk under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We now know his knowledge and his truths. Therefore, when we read the Word of God, the Spirit doth bear witness and teaches us in a way that Christ would have taught had he still been walking today. And I praise the Lord to know that in all my situations that I know that Christ is still walking all about me, and that he gives me the ability to speak in a way that would teach others how to live for him. If we could only get a hold of that and use it in our lives, we'd be a loving generation that would not accept things as they are, but a loving generation that takes a stand but still loves people for who they are. You would be able to lead somebody into deeper truths without having to make them feel condemned about themselves before they ever come up to pray. The love of God is your conviction. The love of God is your preparation. The love of God is your salvation. It's the very reason that you even possess the ability to believe in Jesus Christ. And I thank God for that.